This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, April 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The IRS says as of last month, taxpayers have, on average, received a refund of $3,182. That's a nice amount of money to see appear in your bank account. But don't book that vacation just yet. For a lot of people, that check has been earmarked for bills.
Credit card debt is at its highest ever, and people are also starting to fall behind at faster rates. And so that refund is going to matter more, but it's also probably not going to go as far to cover the debts for a lot of Americans.
We'll talk to WSJ's Catherine Hamilton after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Tax refunds Americans are receiving this year are more likely to go toward paying down debt. Wall Street Journal contributor Catherine Hamilton joins me. Catherine, let's start with the basics. What does a tax refund check represent?
A refund, a lot of people see it as found money or new money, but it's really just getting your own money back from the government. Basically, if you overpay your taxes during the year, you have too many taxes withheld from your monthly paychecks, you're going to get that all back as a lump sum around tax season. And the majority of tax filers do get a refund. About 65% last year of filers got a refund. So it is a pretty big chunk.
It's nice to get in the mail, isn't it?
Yes.
How do refund checks typically impact someone's personal finances?
They have a pretty big impact. So like you say, getting that check in the mail, I think psychologically, a lot of people are ready to spend. So the data actually shows that the day after you receive that check, on average, spending spikes about 120%. So tax time is a big time for spending for a lot of Americans. And that refund is equivalent to about 3 months of income on average for folks. So it represents a big sum.
Who will benefit the most from this year's round of tax refunds in terms of household income?
Low-income families definitely are the ones who their tax refund is going to represent the most bump in their monthly income. And that's partly because these families are also eligible for tax credits like the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit, which were actually expanded during the pandemic. So some folks might be familiar with the child tax credit who are no longer eligible. But the low-income families who are eligible for those credits are getting them at the same time as their tax refund. So they're getting a really, really big chunk of money around tax season that's larger than the average or higher income families.
A moment ago, you mentioned spending spikes when the tax refund arrives. It's nice to run out and buy something when the money pops into your bank account. But how about using the money to pay down bills?
A lot of families do use that money, especially to pay off debt bills. So about 20% of folks said that they're planning to use the majority of their refund to pay off debt. And that's partly because you see people falling behind on their debt increasingly during the holiday season. It spikes around January. And then once the refunds come in, people are able to catch up on that debt. And you see delinquencies on debt start to decline during tax season. And this year, it's more of an issue because you're seeing debt get to really high levels. Credit card debt is at its highest ever, and people are also starting to fall behind at faster rates. And so that refund is going to matter more, but it's also probably not going to go as far to cover the debts for a lot of Americans. So, for example, I talked to one young man who said that he was using the majority of his $1,200 refund to pay off credit card debts, but his debts total $20,000. So that's only covering a month or two of payments. He still has a lot left to cover.
This is also the first tax refund many student loan borrowers will receive since repayments resumed last fall.
Yep, that's definitely a big issue as well. A lot of, especially young people who carry student loans, are using those refunds to cover those. And folks who have student loans are also more likely to have credit card debt as well. So they're really burdened. And another example, I talked to a young woman who has $120,000 of student loans. She said last year she spent her full $3,000 refund trying to pay down those loans. But this year she's actually going to use them for a savings account because she feels like it's really just a drop in the bucket.
Why are these refunds coming in so important this tax season?
Debt is extremely high this year. And before the pandemic, we saw a trend of debt delinquencies would go up and then they would go back down during tax season as people were able to catch up. So it was kind of staying at a stasis. But since the pandemic, debt has been going up really high, but refunds haven't been bringing that back down as much as they were before the pandemic. So basically, refunds aren't really going as far, but people are being burdened with higher and higher debt.
So for a lot of people, the refund is a good start, but it's not going to dig them entirely out of the hole.
Yeah. For example, I spoke to one woman who she's expecting to get a $5,000 refund this year, and she has about $10,000 in credit card debt. And she is hoping that debt is going to be about cut in half with her refunds, but she's also continuing to accrue charges on her credit card and accrue debt. So it goes a little ways, but then it is just one lump sum that isn't going to necessarily hold you through for a full year.
That's WSJ's Catherine Hamilton. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Imani Moise to discuss why your CD investment could be earning a lot less interest than when you opened the account. This episode was produced by me, J.R. Whalen, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.